Okay, here's the sound clip for German Fiddle number 13. I'm going to call this Lucky 13. It's a German violin built around 1910, 1920. It's from the J.A. Bader Company, B-A-A-D-E-R. It was a German company that made all ranges of violins, and they made some pretty good ones. This fiddle's been tweaked and altered to make a very good-sounding fiddle. It's not particularly bright or shrill like a lot of your old German fiddles are. It's a good bluegrass fiddle or a good old time, and it plays super easy. It's set up with prim strings, fine tuner tailpiece, and the pegs, you know, are fit perfectly. And the violin's in very good shape. I hope you can tell from the pictures. It's a very nice looking fiddle. It's got a nice wide waist, conducive to a good fiddle tone, in my opinion. But let me let you hear it some. It's very responsive. It's rich, but it plays real open. It's really easy to play. One thing that I do notice about it, the fiddle sings. It actually, when you do a little vibrato on it, just really comes back so pretty. Some of them do and some of them don't. Doesn't necessarily make it a good fiddle if it does or doesn't, but it sure gives you a little complexity to the tone that I like. But let me play. I'm not the best fiddler for doing this, but try a waltzy tune, a Shoken Farewell, so you can kind of hear the range. Anyway, that gives you an idea of the tone of it. I do have a money-back guarantee. This is an excellent fiddle. I sell a lot of fiddles to fiddle players around here and all over the South. And if you don't like it or you're not happy with it, send it back. I was real hesitant about selling this one because I like to keep two or three good ones around just to have them, because you never know when you're going to need one, an extra one. And this is one that I would have kept for myself, but you can't keep too many around. You got to keep them moving so you can keep getting more. But anyway, email me with any questions. I'll try to take good pictures so you can see it's in good shape. And it does come with an old case. Nothing to speak of, but it'll get it there safe. I'll fully insure it. So I think it's a bargain for $850. I really do. I know people that pay $4,000 or $5,000 for a fiddle that's not even close to this tone-wise. and just the way it plays. So hope that answers some questions on it, and I appreciate it.